Book 10, Canto 4, Section 4. Immutable, death's denial met her cry. However mighty, whatever thy secret name, uttered in hidden conclaves of the gods, thy heart's ephemeral passion cannot break the iron rampart of accomplished things with which the great gods fence their camp in space. Whoever thou art behind thy human mask, even if thou art the mother of the worlds and peg'st thy claim upon the realms of chance, the cosmic law is greater than thy will. Even God himself obeys the laws he made. The law abides and never can it change. The person is a bubble on time's sea. A forerunner of a greater truth to come, thy soul, creator of its freer law, wanting a force behind on which it leans, a light above which none but thou hast seen, thou claimest the first fruits of truth's victory. But what is truth, and who can find her form amid the specious images of sense, amid the crowding guesses of the mind, and the dark ambiguities of a world peopled with the incertitudes of thought? For where is truth? And when was her footfall heard? Amid the endless clamor of time's mart? And which is her voice amid the thousand cries that cross the listening brain and cheat the soul? Or is truth aught but a high starry name, or a vague and splendid word by which man's thought sanctions and consecrates his nature's choice, the heart's wish, donning knowledge as its robe? The cherished idea, elect among the elect, thought's favorite mid the children of half-light, who high-voiced crowd the playgrounds of the mind, or people its dormitories in infant sleep? All things hang here between God's yes and no. Two powers real, but to each other untrue. Two consort stars in the mooned night of mind that towards two opposite horizons gaze. The white head and black tail of the mystic drake, the swift and the lame foot, wing strong, wing broken, sustaining the body of the uncertain world, a great surreal dragon in the skies. Too dangerously thy high proud truth must live, entangled in matter's mortal littleness. All in this world is true, yet all is false. Its thoughts into an eternal cipher run, its deeds swell to time's rounded zero sum. Thus man at once is animal and God, a disparate enigma of God's make, unable to free the Godhead's form within, a being less than himself, yet something more. The aspiring animal, the frustrate God, yet neither beast nor deity, but man. But man, tied to the kind earth's labor, strives to exceed, climbing the stairs of God to higher things. Objects are seemings, and none knows their truth. Ideas are guesses of an ignorant God. Truth has no home in earth's irrational breast. Yet, without reason, life is a tangle of dreams. But reason is poised above a dim abyss and stands at last upon a plank of doubt. Eternal truth lives not with mortal men. Or if she dwells within thy mortal heart, show me the body of the living truth, or draw for me the outline of her face, that I too may obey and worship her. Then will I give thee back thy Satyavan. But here are only facts and steel-bound law. This truth I know, that Satyavan is dead, and even thy sweetness cannot lure him back. No magic truth can bring the dead to life. No power of earth cancel the thing once done. No joy of the heart can last surviving death. No bliss persuade the past to live again. But life alone can solace the mute void, and fill with thought the emptiness of time. Leave then thy dead, O Savitri, and live. The woman answered to the mighty shade, and as she spoke, mortality disappeared. Her goddess self grew visible in her eyes. Light came, a dream of heaven, into her face. O Death, thou too art God, and yet not he, but only his own black shadow on his path, as leaving the night, he takes the upward way and drags with him its clinging, inconscient force. Of God unconscious, thou art the dark head. Of his ignorance, thou art the impenitent sign. Of its vast, tenebrous womb, the natural child. On his immortality, the sinister bar. All contraries are aspects of God's face. The many are the innumerable one. The one carries the multitude in his breast. He is the impersonal, inscrutable soul. He is the one infinite person seeing his world. The silence bears the eternal's great dumb seal. His light inspires the eternal word. He is the immobile's deep and deathless hush. Its white and signless blank negating calm. Yet stands the Creator's self, the Almighty Lord, and watches his will done by the forms of gods, and the desire that goads half-conscious man and the reluctant and unseeing night. These wide divine extremes, these inverse powers, are the right and left side of the body of God. Existence balanced twixt two mighty arms confronts the mind with unsolved abysms of thought. Darkness below, a fathomless light above. In light are joined, but sundered by severing mind, stand face to face, opposite, inseparable, two contraries needed for his great world task, two poles whose currents wake the immense world force. In the stupendous secrecy of his self, above the world, brooding with equal wings, he is both in one, beginningless, without end. Transcending both, he enters the absolute. His being is a mystery beyond mind. His ways bewilder mortal ignorance. The finite, in its little sections parked, amazed, credits not God's audacity, who dares to be the unimagined all, and see and act as might one infinite. Against human reason, this is his offense, being known to be forever unknowable, to be all and yet transcend the mystic whole, absolute to lodge in a relative world of time, eternal and all-knowing to suffer birth, omnipotent to sport with chance and fate, spirit yet to be matter and the void, illimitable beyond form or name, to dwell within a body, one and supreme, to be animal and human and divine. A still deep sea, he laughs in rolling waves. Universal, he is all, transcendent, none. To man's righteousness, this is his cosmic crime. Almighty, beyond good and evil, to dwell, leaving the good to their fate in a wicked world, and evil to reign in this enormous scene. All opposition seems, and strife and chance, an aimless labor with but scanty sense to eyes that see a part and miss the whole. The surface men scan, the depths refuse their search. A hybrid mystery challenges the view, or a discouraging, sordid miracle. Yet, in the exact, inconscient, stark conceit, in the casual error of the world's ignorance, a plan, a hidden intelligence is glimpsed. There is a purpose in each stumble and fall. Nature's most careless lolling is a pose, preparing some forward step, some deep result. Ingenious notes plugged into a motived score, these million discords dot the harmonious theme of the evolution's huge orchestral dance. A truth supreme has forced the world to be. It has wrapped itself in matter as in a shroud of death, a shroud of ignorance. It compelled the suns to burn through silent space, flame signs of its uncomprehended thought in a wide brooding ether's formless muse. It made of knowledge a veiled and struggling light, of being a substance nescient, dense and dumb, of bliss the beauty of an insentient world. In finite things, the conscious infinite dwells. Involved, it sleeps in matter's helpless trance. It rules the world from its sleeping, senseless void. Dreaming, it throws out mind and heart and soul to labor crippled, bound on the hard earth. A broken whole, it works through scattered points. Its gleaming shards are wisdom's diamond thoughts. Its shadowy reflects our ignorance. It starts from the mute mass in countless jets. It fashions a being out of brain and nerve, a sentient creature from its pleasures and pangs. A pack of feelings obscure, a dot of sense, survives a while, answering the shocks of life, then, crushed or its force spent, leaves the dead form, leaves the huge universe in which it lived, an insignificant, unconsidered guest. But the soul grows, concealed within its house. It gives to the body its strength and magnificence. It follows aims in an ignorant, aimless world. It lends significance to earth's meaningless life. A demigod animal came thinking man. He wallows in mud, yet heavenward soars in thought. He plays and ponders, laughs and weeps and dreams, satisfies his little longings like the beast. He pores upon life's book with student eyes. Out of this tangle of intellect and sense, out of the narrow scope of finite thought, at last he wakes into spiritual mind. A high liberty begins, and luminous room. He glimpses eternity, touches the infinite. He meets the gods in great and sudden hours. He feels the universe as his larger self, makes space and time his opportunity to join the heights and depths of being in light. In the heart's cave, speaks secretly with God. But these are touches and high moments lived, fragments of truth supreme have lit his soul, reflections of the sun in waters still. A few have dared the last supreme ascent and break through borders of blinding light above. and feel a breath around of mightier air. Receive a vaster being's messages and bathe in its immense intuitive ray. On summit mind, a radiant altitudes, exposed to the luster of infinity, outskirts and dependencies of the house of truth, appraised estates of mind and measureless. There man can visit, but there he cannot live. A cosmic thought spreads out its vastitudes. Its smallest parts are here, philosophies challenging with their detailed immensity. Each figuring an omniscient scheme of things. But higher still can climb the ascending light. There are vasts of vision and eternal suns, oceans of an immortal luminousness, flame hills assaulting heaven with their peaks, their dwelling all becomes a blaze of sight. A burning head of vision leads the mind. Thought trails behind it its long comet tail. The heart glows and illuminate and sear, and sense is kindled into identity. A highest flight climbs to a deepest view. In a wide opening of its native sky, intuition's lightnings range in a bright pack, hunting all hidden truths out of their lairs. Its fiery edge of seeing absolute cleaves into locked, unknown retreats of self, rummages the sky recesses of the brain, lights up the occult chambers of the heart. Its spearpoint ictus of discovery, pressed on the cover of name, the screen of form, strips bare the secret soul of all that is. Thought there has revelation's sunbright eyes. The word, a mighty and inspiring voice, enters truth's inmost cabin of privacy and tears away the veil from God and life, then stretches the boundless finite's last expanse, the cosmic empire of the overmind, time's buffer state bordering eternity, too vast for the experience of man's soul. All here gathers beneath one golden sky. The powers that build the cosmos station take in its house of infinite possibility. Each god from there builds his own nature's world. ideas are phalanxed like a group of suns, each marshalling his company of rays. Thought crowds in masses seized by one regard. All time is one body, space a single look. There is the Godhead's universal gaze, and there the boundaries of immortal mind. The line that parts and joins the hemispheres closes in on the labor of the gods, fencing eternity from the toil of time. In her glorious kingdom of eternal light, all ruler, ruled by none, the truth supreme, omnipotent, omniscient and alone, in a golden country, keeps her measureless house. In its corridor, she hears the tread that comes out of the unmanifest, never to return, till the unknown is known and seen by men. Above the stretch and blaze of cosmic sight, above the silence of the wordless thought, formless creator of immortal forms, nameless, investitured with the name divine, transcending time's hours, transcending timelessness, the mighty mother sits in lucent calm and holds the eternal child upon her knees, attending the day when he shall speak to fate. There is the image of our future's hope. There is the sun for which all darkness waits. There is the imperishable harmony. The world's contradictions climb to her and are one. There is the truth of which the world's truths are shreds, the light of which the world's ignorance is the shade, till truth draws back the shade that it has cast, the love our hearts call down to heal all strife, the bliss for which the world's derelict sorrows yearn. Thence comes the glory, sometimes seen on earth, the visits of Godhead to the human soul, the beauty and the dream on nature's face. There the perfection born from eternity calls to it the perfection born in time, the truth of God surprising human life, the image of God overtaking finite shapes. There in a world of everlasting light, in the realms of the immortal supermind? Truth who hides here her head in mystery, her riddle deemed by reason impossible in the stark structure of material form, unenigmated lives, unmasked her face, and there is nature and the common law of things. There, in a body made of spirit stuff, the hearthstone of the ever-living fire, action translates the movements of the soul, thought steps infallible and absolute, and life is a continual worship's rite, a sacrifice of rapture to the One. A cosmic vision, a spiritual sense, feels all the infinite lodged in finite form, and seen through a quivering ecstasy of light, discovers the bright face of the bodiless in the truth of a moment. In the moment's soul can sip the honey wine of eternity. A spirit who is no one and innumerable, the one mystic infinite person of his world, multiplies his myriad personality on all his bodies, seals his divinity stamp, and sits in each immortal and unique. The immobile stands behind each daily act, a background of the movement and the scene, upholding creation on its might and calm, and change on the immutable's deathless poise. The timeless looks out from the traveling hours. The ineffable puts on a robe of speech, where all its words are woven like magic threads, moving with beauty, inspiring with their gleam, and every thought takes up its destined place, recorded in the memory of the world. The truth supreme, vast and impersonal, fits faultlessly the hour and circumstance, its substance a pure gold, ever the same, but shaped into vessels for the Spirit's use. Its gold becomes the wine jar and the vase. All there is a supreme epiphany. The all-wonderful makes a marvel of each event. The all-beautiful is a miracle in each shape. The all-blissful smites with rapture the heart's throbs, a pure celestial joy is the use of sense. Each being there is a member of the self, a portion of the million-thoughted all, a claimant to the timeless unity, the many's sweetness, the joy of difference, edged with the intimacy of the one. But who can show to thee truth's glorious face? Our human words can only shadow her. To thought, she is an unthinkable rapture of light. To speech, a marvel inexpressible. O death, if thou couldst touch the truth supreme, thou wouldst grow suddenly wise and cease to be. If our souls could see and love and clasp God's truth, its infinite radiance would seize our hearts, our being in God's image be remade, and earthly life become the life divine. Then death, the last time, answered Savitri. If truth supreme transcends her shadow here, severed by knowledge and the climbing vasts, what bridge can cross the gulf that she has left between her and the dream world she has made? Or who could hope to bring her down to men and persuade to tread the harsh globe with wounded feet, leaving her unapproachable glory and bliss, wasting her splendor on pale earthly air? Is thine that strength, O beauty of mortal limbs, O soul who flutterest to escape my net? Who then art thou, hiding in human guise? Thy voice carries the sound of infinity. Knowledge is with thee. Truth speaks through thy words. The light of things beyond shines in thy eyes. But where is thy strength to conquer time and death? Hast thou God's force to build heaven's values here? For truth and knowledge are an idle dream. If knowledge brings not power to change the world, if might comes not to give to truth her right, a blind force, not truth, has made this ignorant world. A blind force, not truth, orders the lives of men. By power, not light, the great gods rule the world. Power is the arm of God, the seal of fate. O human claimant to immortality, reveal thy power, lay bare thy spirit's force. Then will I give back to thee, Satyavan. Or if the mighty mother is with thee, show me her face that I may worship her. Let deathless eyes look into the eyes of death, an imperishable force, touching brute things, transform earth's death into immortal life. Then can thy dead return to thee and live. The prostrate earth perhaps shall lift her gaze and feel near her the secret body of God, and love and joy overtake fleeing time.